What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. I apologize, sound issues last week. Again, you guys know I do one and done. I don't re-listen. I don't check shit out. I don't edit. Unfortunately, that's the price. I don't know what was happening. It was a weird echo. So I'm thinking everything is working today. It's super early in the morning. I usually pre-record it night, the night before, but I have a 5-year-old who decided otherwise, and we're fine with that. It's fine. Everything's fine. But I am having issues with Wi-Fi. There's a huge windstorm right now. I hear it sounds gnarly. It sounds cold as fuck, and it's whatever. I'm excited about today. My oldest son is turning 16, so we have a whole day of shenanigans planned. I'm pumped. It's been a weird couple of days, super challenged with my emotions and, facing some stuff in the past. Nobody wants to see themselves in a bad light. And I definitely had to take some accountability this weekend. And I took it hard, y'all. There's still some aftermath and it's fine, but I feel really good today. Woke up, did the things, and I think it's because of Self-Care Sunday. I did specific things that I knew we're going to set me up to feel good. So that's what we're going to talk about after I, brag a little bit about one of the favorite parts of my day, and it's definitely a part of today, and that is microdosing psilocybin. It is gaining traction. I hear people talking about it all over the place, and I think that's a huge win for us because absolutely we should have an innate right to plants, okay? Plants, we should be able to do whatever we choose with them, okay? They grow from nature. It shouldn't be something that is controlled or regulated by the government. Obviously, marijuana, I guess, is the same thing, and we're getting that accepted in a lot of places. In fact, I think it's weird. I live right on the border. Actually work right on the border of Indiana and Michigan. So, it's illegal in Indiana, marijuana, and that's just weird to me. It's weird to me because it's such a thing here. I mean, there are dispensaries popping up everywhere. So, I'm glad that microdosing psilocybin is not taboo anymore. People are actually talking about it. A lot of moms are doing it. I'm excited. It's for people that are struggling, to find joy in just the everyday mundane parts of life. People that are having trouble sleeping or sleeping too much or feeling hopeless about what's coming. Maybe you have this unrelenting nervousness, overwhelming sadness, all common signs that you're suffering from trauma coping mechanisms. Okay. And this is where I'm at today. It's not even my trauma. I mean, it's my trauma now, but it's, trauma that my kids are experienced and that they need to work through. And I'm a part of it, 100%. I am a part of the things that hurt them, and it's hard. If you're a mom, I mean, come on, babe. The last thing we want to do is hurt our babies, okay? We love them. We love them relentlessly. We love them with everything we are, but we still fuck up. We still fuck up, and that's a hard pill to swallow. But I think the thing that separates me from my experience, from what I know to be true about other moms out there, is that I'll own my shit. I'll own it, and it fucking hurts. Like, nobody wants to feel that guilt. Nobody wants to feel the sadness. Nobody wants to feel regret. Nobody wants to feel that shit. Okay. Something microdosing has really helped me with is that I can feel those things. I don't become them. Okay. So I will be gripped with overwhelming sadness and all of these things for a couple of days, but it doesn't run my life. Okay. I'm still able to function and do the things. This is what happens, especially if you are someone who kind of falls into that wheel of anxiety and depression. Your brain starts fixating on that story, okay? A story that's going to continually make you sad, a story that's going to continue to keep you feeling how you're feeling. It fixates because it doesn't know, okay? It doesn't separate want from not want. It just knows what you're thinking, and it gets stuck on there, okay? And then your brain expects and prepares for the worst. Okay. That's because we never really fully grew into what coping mechanisms were when it comes to our trauma. Okay. And This is it. Psilocybin is a brain reset trick, 100%. Okay. It rewires your brain, breaks you free from that limiting pattern of, the forever flowing anxiety and depression. Okay. And it's so easy to incorporate into your life. It's literally, you do nothing. If you take it, and I promise there is no, you're not going to feel high. You're not going to trip. You're not going to hallucinate. You're not going to, it's like a very subtle experience. When I take it, I'm just like, when I first started, I felt like I could feel like a warm sensation in my body. Okay. And that was just like the first 2 weeks. So if I take time off, I'll take several weeks off at a time. When I come back to it, it's always that first week or two where I can feel that warmth. And it's just, I feel like that's, the world hugging me back, and I'm suddenly connected to everything around me. My husband and I were talking the other day because there's so many deer right now. They're just everywhere. And I love that. And no, I haven't watched the movie. I know 90% of you are like, bitch, have you seen the movie with all the deer? No, I've not watched Obama fucks movie. Okay. Anyway, there it's roadkill. And I had this experience. I think I told you guys the other day about, you watch these deer families. If you drive the same route to work every day, you get to know the deer families. And when one of them is down and you see the other one, like, in agony, it's heartbreaking. But, we buy them, and I feel that sadness. Like, sadness just creeps up on me. And it's not something I become. It's just a feeling, right? It's a feeling. It doesn't take over me, but it's still just like, shit, I just get overwhelmingly sad. And my husband's like, yeah, I flip that switch off. Like, I just know it's just nature. And I'm like, yeah, babe, but I'm like connected to nature. I feel that. I feel that. And it definitely, you start to feel just this sense of belonging and a sense of connection. And it is wild. And I'm not saying like, do this so you can be sad about all the roadkill. Okay. I don't think everybody's as traumatic as me, and that's okay. But it still sucks. It just sucks because we're humans, and we're fucking up their territory, hitting them with cars and shit. Okay. But anyway, like I said, it is just a tiny amount of psilocybin. I found someone who is in a county that's legal in Michigan who actually grows it, and then I put it in capsule form. I take it 4 days on, 3 days off. And I do this for 4 to 6 weeks, depending on where I'm at. And when I see fit, when I feel really, really good, I back off. It's like I've learned to know when my body needs to take it. But you just take this tiny amount, and all of a sudden, you feel light and free in your every day. You have this profound emotional transformation. Like, you just reclaim that sense of joy. The weight is lifted, and it's easy to connect to everything that is the core of you. I think so many of us run around here without a sense of belonging, without a sense of purpose. And I'm not saying that psilocybin solves everything, but it definitely puts you in the right direction and headspace to be able to create new thoughts, to dream about a bigger future, bigger vision for your future. But something that really saved me too, okay, because mushrooms don't do everything, okay? You still have to take the action. It's like, I have this incredible weight loss supplement that works like fire. But what is the truth? Bitch, I still have to make the choice of what is on the end of my fork, okay? And how much I decide to shovel in my mouth. It's that self-control, and it's holding yourself accountable to understand, like, these capsules are really great for me, but I still have a choice to make. Okay. So they do some work, but not all the work. That's the same thing with the psilocybin. So how do I meet it halfway? I'm making choices in my life that are going to make me feel good. And I think yesterday was really important to me. Okay. I've always talked about that self-care Sunday, about, getting yourself on track, setting yourself up for the week. It's important. And I know everybody loves the idea of self-care, but no one is squeezing in this personal time to their busy schedules, okay? If you can just start, get yourself on track by just taking one day to focus on your well-being, 100%, okay? And absolutely, self-care is not new, bitch, okay? It's been around since civilization, okay? It is more of a buzzword lately. I get that. And it doesn't have to be Sunday for you. You could pick any day of the week, but for me, Sunday has the advantages, okay? I work from home most of the time. I'm only out of the house 3 days a week, so you have more control of your time. This gives you a chance to prepare for that fresh start, okay? And honestly, some of the most nurturing activities that you can choose, free, simple, fun, okay? I know what's really important for me is what I'm eating, okay? I knew yesterday, I needed to not fall into that. Sometimes emotionally, when we're feeling bad, we try to look for that dopamine hit and we eat, overeat, we go for the bullshit, okay? I had a few meatballs with a little bit of sauce. I didn't overthink it. I had my shakes, I had my mushroom coffee. I didn't go ham in the comfort food, okay? So it's important that you plan what you're gonna eat, okay? Because that's gonna help you manage your weight, obviously, okay? And then if you can, not just for the self-care day, but actually think about what it is you're gonna eat this week and set yourself up for success. Yes, meal planning is super important, okay? Something that we really lack in my house that drives me nuts is we fall out of sync with family meal times. And I can tell, I could tell, I knew yesterday because my daughter was like, feed me. She's 5 years old, bitch. She's like, feed me, feed me. And what happens is I don't eat with the family. I just don't. I drink my shakes, I drink my coffee, and I eat one meal a day. And it's usually not at the time that everyone's eating. But I do think that sharing family meals are important. And I can see that's a need that she has because she's always at the table with her sister eating by herself because while they're eating, I'm doing other shit. But I definitely, now that it's back in my awareness, I know that it's something that we need to make a priority. You know, we're going out to dinner for my son's birthday and I'm excited. It's going to be the first time in a while. We don't, all eight of us don't always get together because, you know, I've got college girls, everything's crazy. So I'm very excited for a family dinner today. And I knew yesterday when she was just kind of like struggling that it was going to be a thing. So I just feel like, you know, eating light throughout the week is important. And everybody's like, what about a cheat day? I don't believe in that. I don't believe in like you're cheating. That means we're like calling food good and bad. And that's just a mental fuck. Okay. 100%. Something that's really important too that I do consistently, you guys, okay, is that I stay hydrated. And I know everyone makes fun of me. I carry a fucking bazooka. Okay. My water jug is a gallon. It's a fucking big ass, fucking huge. Okay. I should post it on my socials so you bitches see it if you haven't. But literally, I get trolled. And it's a key. People are always like, how do you do what you do? And I used to joke that it was vodka, but bitch, it ruined my life. Okay. It was not the vodka. It's the fact I drink a ton of water. And literally the first thing I do, no matter how I'm feeling or what's happening, is I have a 32-ounce glass. I slam that first thing in the morning before I do anything, before I do anything. That water is in my body. Okay. And I'm very mindful about a gallon a day. I do not fuck around and find out. Okay. I 100% drink my water and mind my fucking business. Another thing that really helped me, my husband and I went to the gym yesterday, and that was the last place I wanted to go. We've been lifting weights, and I told him, like, we need to incorporate a little bit of cardio. He's not a fan of that, and I get it. Who the fuck is? Okay. But I did some scoop boot action on an elliptical, and I felt a lot better. 100%. I knew I needed that. And before we left, I'm like, we don't have to go. I did not want to go. I wanted to be in bed all day. 100%. I was like, fuck the world. I want to be in bed. But we did it. And I was like, hell yeah, that's my win for the day. Like, if I do nothing else today, I feel really good about this. 1,000%. Depending on the weather, getting outside, getting into nature, okay, breathing in some fresh air. I could tell when my kids are off the rails in the winter and I make them go stand outside. And fuck yes, I do. I'm like, go outside for 15 minutes and don't come back in until the timer is up. Okay. Outside, outdoors is important, okay? Connecting to that, just getting outside of your tiny little bubble is key. I haven't had the best sleep schedule this week. I am an 8 hour a night person. I can function on 7 hours, but I'm absolutely still not myself. I am one of those 8 hours and I make it a priority. I make it important. I haven't gotten to do that this week. But I know how it affects me, so I'm very mindful of that. And it's tempting to sleep in, but a consistent schedule is more effective. So now I'm just kind of rerouting myself. I did go to bed earlier than I have all week last night, and that felt great. But getting your sleep is important 100%, okay? And then, my office has it's just a disaster area. I feel like I don't know if there's ever a point except for that one day when I get it all cleaned up that it actually stays, because it's been a catch-all for all the Christmas presents, and birthday presents now. Like, it's just crazy. I have wrapping paper everywhere. I have presents stacked up everywhere. It's just it's crazy. But I know, like, cleaning and decluttering, this it's good for your mind. 100%. Catching up on the housework. I do take projects and I tackle them one at a time. Like, I knew I had to go through the girls' toys. We did that, got them organized. It's something I do probably twice a year, but usually before Christmas, out with the old and with the new, right? So I did that. I felt really good. And I have a current core project in mind. We've got a back closet that is fucking crazy. I mean, I've got shit in there from when my boys were little. That's how behind I am on that. Okay. So knowing I have that and it's a goal for the, for the week, when I have that free time, that downtime, I know that's my next project. And with everything I do, it just kind of lightens the load 1,000%. Okay. Something that is very important for me and that I did a lot of yesterday, is praying, spending that time, connecting with God, being mindful. I think that's important. And it's that is something when I tell you guys that water is the first thing, I'm kind of lying, because the first thing in the morning is like, I have to give God everything I can't handle on my plate. 100%. I woke up in the middle of the night the other night after a really tough conversation with the girls. I woke up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't stop crying. And I just was like, I surrendered. I'm like, I'll feel this. I'll take the beating. I've got it. I just need you to carry some of this weight. And I really just, it was probably an hour of just being in that gratitude, looking for direction and just kind of feeling that sense of I'm not alone. He's there. He knew. And I, being mindful, that keeps you in the present moment. And I know microdosing really, really does that for me. It keeps me in the present moment. It doesn't allow my brain to go back and dwell, and it doesn't allow me to worry about shit that I can't control. That's what anxiety is. We're just like trying to control everything, and we're worried about situations and we play it out in our heads. I'm in the present moment, and this present moment is not the funnest season for me. And I think collectively, this is a thing, because I'm running the relationship class. I see people struggling on there. I know everyone is going through shit. Okay. So collectively, I think this is a really heavy emotional time, and there's no way around it but through it. That's it. So we feel the emotion, we don't become it. I promise microdosing. Message me. I can help you get a connection to get started. I will coach you through it. It helps a lot. But also, on top of mindfulness, like learning something new, read a book or find an online course. You can go to YouTube and learn shit, okay? Anything that's unrelated to your work, get your brain excited about something outside of yourself, okay? I know being social is super important at a time, you want to raise your vibration, you want your energy high. So hang out with your family, set up a date night with friends. Visit a museum. Laughing is key. I know yesterday, still kind of reeling from everything. I'm in the dining room. All the kids are in the living room playing this game, and I can hear them. And I'm trying to stress my body's like, you know, we did 6 days in the gym last week. I feel it. Okay. So I was like stretching and they're like, come in here. And I mean, I didn't have to go in there. I was laughing because they're cracking me up. And that definitely changed the trajectory of where I was headed with my vibration. Okay. Absolutely. So laugh. You have to incorporate laughter into a self-care day. That means, you know, watch a comedy, or if you have kids that are funny like mine, then hang out with them. Jesus, watch cat videos on TikTok. You know, I literally ended up on Neil the Seal TikTok. And if you know what I'm talking about, you're gonna laugh your ass off because it's fucking hilarious. I don't even know. I jump on TikTok, and what happens is when I upload a video, you have to stay on the platform for it to load. And it takes you straight to a For You page. Okay. So while I'm waiting the 60 to 90 seconds it takes for my video to load, I look, you know, there's clips there. So I saw this big ass seal and I'm like, what the fuck? And I start watching it. I mean, it cracked me up. This dude runs this town. It's hilarious. So if you're on a seal talk, you're doing life right. Okay. I would never want to be on my husband's For You page ever. I can't imagine. I mean, literally, I don't even remember what he was looking at, but I even forgot. It was a raw inside out body part, like a liver or something. I don't know. It was disgusting. Could never. Okay, I'll stay on Seal Talk. I'll watch the cat videos. That's fine. Part of your self-care Sunday, something that I think is really important, is that you're turning off your phone. Take a break from technology. I stayed off social media. Even if it's only a few hours a day, do it and limit the number of times that you're checking your messages. Okay. Nobody did anything significant on Facebook since the last 30 minutes you were on there. Okay. Let it go. But that's it. I don't want self-care to be something that you do just the one day a week, but I do think it's important that we focus on that. And little things like, you know, hydrating my skin, you know, painting my nails. You know, I didn't put on makeup yesterday because I was crying so much, bitch, I couldn't. But I still did things. I still moisturized. I still, you know, did the things that made me feel good. And I don't know what it is about just even just putting the lotion on my body. I just feel 100% better. There's a thing. It's a thing. But you got to take care of you, okay? You got to take care of you. Keep yourself in this present moment. We've got 7 days until Christmas. I am sorry collectively. I know that emotionally everything is heavy, but there's no point in stressing. Okay. No stressing. If you're going to have family time, then be in the moment, embrace that. Don't overthink it. Don't try to control and worry about what Uncle Jack and Aunt Sally are going to be saying, or doing, how they're going to be acting. Find yourself in that present moment. Take care of yourself really, really, really well this week because I promise it helps you emotionally when you're doing these things, when you're actively, you know, showing yourself the love. I love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow.